Like a Republican debate. Hans.
Good morning.
Under additional comments, I want to ask.
Have one item of old business this morning. It's the application for change of zone number 1782, the application of Robert Italian. The Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on this application August 27, 2015. Rendered their decision on September 10th of 2015, and County Council public hearing was on September 29th of 2015. This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth Hundred, Sussex County, containing 4.38 acres more or less. Property is located south of Lewis Georgetown Highway, Route 9, 615 feet west of Arabian Acres Road, being Route 282. The 911 address is 18501 Stanford Drive, Lewis. The tax map ID is 334, map 4, parcel number 88. You have before you from your packet a copy of the Planning and Zoning Commission recommendation on this application. On September 10th of 2015, the commission discussed this application under old business. Mr. Johnson stated he would move that the commission recommend denial of change of zone number 1782 for Robert Italian for a change in zone from AR1 agriculture residential to CR1 commercial residential based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, although the site has been approved for various conditional uses, those approvals are for limited purposes with conditions placed upon them. The applicant has not provided a clear reason to rezone the property to CR1 commercial residential, other than vague possibilities of expanding the existing business. Such expansions could be sought through the conditional use process. Two, the site is not appropriate for CR1 commercial residential zoning and the many permitted uses that are allowed in that zoning district. Three, the rezoning is not compatible with the surrounding zoning, which is all AR1 agriculture residential, subject to some limited conditional uses. Four, the traffic that could be generated from a potential permitted uses under a CR1 commercial residential zoning is not compatible with the existing traffic conditions on Route 9. Five, the commission recently recommended denial of a change of zone from AR1 agriculture residential to B1 neighborhood business for a nearby property. This recommendation of denial is consistent with the denial of that prior application. Six, there are residential properties to the rear of this site which are served by a private drive through this property. A rezoning to CR1 commercial residential would be inconsistent with the adjacent homes and their only means of access. And seven, there is simply not a sufficient basis in the record for rezoning this property from AR1 agriculture residential to CR1 commercial residential. Thereby, there was a motion by Mr. Johnson, seconded by Mr. Burton, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be denied for the reasons stated, and that motion carried 4-0.
Question, Mr. Lank?
Read a short title.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Yes, the short title is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth Hundred, Sussex County, containing 4.38 acres more or less. And Mr. President, I do have findings prepared if council desired them.
For approval?
Yes.
I would like to see those.
Oh, you want to pass them out? Okay.
Thank you very much.
Very good.
And if you'd like, I'd read them into the record.
That'd be great.
Well, we're going to make the motion in the affirmative, which we have
yes.
to. So let's mm-hmm. distribute these, because it'll be a motion in affirmative with these conditions.
Yes.
Thank you for putting it together.
Is the proposal.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yep. One more.
Mr. President, do you want me to read them in the record?
Yes, please.
This is an application of Robert Attilian to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying being in Lewis Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 4.38 acres, more or less. The property is located south of Lewis Georgetown Highway, Route 9, 615 feet west of the Arabian Acres Road, Road 282, 911 address, 18501 Stamper Drive, Lewis, tax map ID 334488V. Council found that Dell.com commented that the rezoning application could be considered without a traffic impact study and that the need for a traffic impact study will be evaluated when a subdivision or land development plan is proposed. C, council found that the Sussex Conservation District commented that the applicant will be required to follow recommended erosion sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation, that no storm flood hazard areas or tax ditches are affected, that it's not likely that off-site drainage improvements will be required, and that it is possible that on-site drainage improvements will be required. D, council found that Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division commented that the site is located in North Coastal Planning Area, that conformity to the North Coastal Planning Study will be required, that the proposed change of zone is not in an area where the county has a schedule to provide sewer service at that time, and that a concept plan is not required. E, the council found that the applicant and Bill Massey were present at the Planning and Zoning Commission hearing, and that the applicant was present at the council hearing and stated that historically this property has been used for an equestrian center, an eyeglass business, and an approved antique store, which has an approved expansion for a produce market, that the applicant was filed to bring the property into appropriate zoning category to establish the use as a permitted use, not requiring a conditional use, that the applicant has operated a business on the property for over 20 years, that there are several commercial and business uses across Route 9 and in close proximity to the site, referencing Bada Engineering, TR Roofing, Beeman's Old and New Antiques, Building Supply Depot, Grizzlies, Millman's Appliances, Steel's Gun Shop, a beauty salon, Berica Homes, a pet daycare, Hopkins Dairy Farm, and others, and that the area is trending toward commercial use. F, council found that the existing antique store was established by conditional use in 1995, that the produce stand expansion to the site was established conditional use in 2013, that they realized that all agency approvals are required before any additional expansions to the site, that two rezonings have been approved recently in the area, that this site has been used historically as a commercial use, that the neighboring property was recently denied for rezoning is a residential property, that the applicant would have to apply for additional conditional use application whenever he proposed to expand the business if the property remains AR1, that the applicant is only asking for conforming zoning to uses that have already been established, that the private drive easement on the property provides access to the Stamper properties to the rear, that the economic challenges and hardships require the business plan to be expanded to other uses, and that the two current uses of the property are retail, antiques, and produce stand. G, based on the record created before Planning and Zoning Commission and Sussex County Council, council found that, one, the property is located along Route 9, Lewis Rehoboth Highway, in an area that is trending toward commercial use and is basically surrounded by commercial uses, including C1 conditional uses and non-conforming commercial uses, as well as some AR1 zoning. This location is appropriate for CR1 zoning. Two, surrounding uses include commercial uses such as Bada Engineering, TR Roofing, Beeman's Old and New Antiques, Building Supply Depot, Grizzlies Landscape Supply Services, Millman's Appliances, Steel's Gun Shop, a beauty salon, Berica Homes, a pet daycare, Hopkins Dairy Farm, and others. The rezoning to CR1 and the permitted uses in that zone are compatible with the uses of the surrounding properties. 3CR1 zoning is appropriate, since a county zoning code states that the purpose of such zoning is to provide for a wide variety of commercial and service activities generally serving a wide area, and that such uses should be located along existing major thoroughfares where a general mixture of commercial and service activities now exist. In this case, the rezoning along Route 9 falls within the stated purpose of the CR1 district. 4, the CR1 zoning classification will allow the applicant to expand his business plan in a manner consistent with the additional uses permitted in a CR1 district, as well as the current use of the property and the surrounding properties. 5, the use will not adversely affect neighboring properties or area roadways. 6, DLDOT has not required a traffic impact study or imposed any requirements regarding the requested use. 7, no parties appeared in opposition to the application. H, based on the record of the Planning and Zoning Commission and the record created before council, the council approves this application. That's it.
Well, yes, good work. Now, what are we going to do with this? How we handle this?
Well, I'll make the motion.
I'll make a motion. We adopt the ordinance with the conditions.
Yes, I'll second it.
The changes are.
Mr. Arley, you have a question?
Well, I was just going to actually, it's a lot to absorb, to be very honest with you. I was hoping we might get a week to defer and contemplate, but the motion is.
That was one of the longest hearings we've had.
But we just, I guess what Mr. I'm with Thomas Bailey.
Weren't you here?
I think Mr. Arley's saying.
I was here.
We just got these.
We just got this.
2 minutes ago.
Right.
They're Even excellent.
I'm not going to disagree. However.
Think about that for a week.
We didn't need them. I don't know why they were done. Because we,
you
know.
We have to have a record.
Well, I'm just saying, we didn't need, we have plenty of reasons to approve it. We didn't need
to. So.
But, I
have my opinion.
To approve it.
So. We've got a motion. There was, yep. It was second, and we actually have a third at this point. I mean,
yep.
Okay, all right. So it appears that the majority is we're looking to move forward here.
Yes.
Okay.
So we're going to take the motion first. Now, Mr. Moore,
yes.
Will be to adopt these conditions.
Well, it would be. I read the short title with a condition, so it would be to adopt the ordinance with the findings.
Findings.
Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. There's no condition.
That's a good idea.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Which I think I.
We have a motion to second for that. Any questions on that motion?
No, that's fine.
Mr. Lang, just a question for you.
No.
Did the council not last year turn down the adjacent property that wanted to go from AR1 to B1?
The commission recommended be denied. I'd have to go back and check the record to see if that application was denied by council.
It was.
I thought it was, but I just don't have that in front of me.
Thank you.
At the hearing, county council hearing for this property, the applicant informed us that that property is still being used as it has always been for business, even though we denied it. So, mute point.
The neighboring property that was denied was a residence.
But it was used for some sort of trucks.
It
or
was proposed to be used for a resident.
Well,
for
we,
a,
okay,
for
we,
a business.
We had testimony, right, that a denial that was given by us in the near vicinity was, we denied it, but there's no change in the use in what they're doing. So I'm just saying that's a good point. It's not a good point.
Thank you, Mr. Lang. We'll take a vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes, I would have voted yes without all these, and I appreciate having all this. This is great work. I'm looking at the property, and I haven't even met the folks. I think they may be in the audience, but I'm looking at the use of that property. And if you can't have CR1 on Route 9, I don't know where you can have it. Route 9 is one of our major highways in our land use plan. And we have extensive testimony from the applicant as to the hodgepodge that we've had him go through getting a conditional use for this and for that, and he has to pay to go through this system every time. And I mean, it was something like, well, he wanted to sell produce and he was told, well, you can't sell it there unless you grow it there. So, you know, we were holding back a small business. They're important to the county. We like to promote them. And so I have every reason to vote in favor of this, and I want to wish the applicant and his family Good luck. I think it would be a boon to the county to have the CR1.
Mr. Cole?
A boon. Daniel Boone. Anyway, I think the findings are appropriate and correct in my judgment. And I believe the key up to the findings was in number one there under G, where the property is located on Route 9, Highway, Georgetown-Lewis Highway. The area is trending towards commercial uses and is basically surrounded by commercial uses, including C1, et cetera, et cetera. I'm very familiar. The Stamper family had that property. It has historically been used commercially, I would say 40 years or more. And it was hard for me to deny this application. It had ample size, knowing that it's had a historical use, you know, commercially for all these years. And we use sometimes these conditional uses to, in an area that is not fully commercialized, you know, to try to allow people to do a commercial business and operate in areas like this area was anyway. So we have a lot of conditional uses there, but some of them are so old now that, and they so well established that there's now been a trend. And the trend has been that other businesses have located in that same area. So we've seen change. So I feel the CR1 is appropriate at this time. It is the area has changed, is changing. And the difference in this application, the other one, it is already being used, you know, commercially, has been used, like I said, for 40 years or more, and has not had any real complaints. DelDOT and all the agencies didn't seem to have a problem. And I don't believe you'll see anything real serious in commercial development that the CR district would provide for because of the lack of a county sewer in the area. And without sewer, you're probably limited on a lot of the uses that could go there. So for the next quite a few years, we will probably not see much change other than this applicant being able to utilize his property more fully. So I'll vote yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Sorry about that.
I would have liked an extra week to be truth be told, to go over these findings that were just presented here today. But I will be consistent in my votes along Route 9, and I believe the one that was denied last year, I believe did vote in favor of. With these findings that were just presented and the history of the property that has been there, and along with my other two counterparts here on the council, based on their testimony and the one that has been presented here, I will vote in favor of. So my vote is yes.
Thank you, Mr. Ornette.
Mr. Wilson.
Mr. President, I believe Mr. Wilson was not at the hearing on that. So we had discussed he was not going to vote today.
Okay, thank you. I agree with the proposed findings that's presented to us. I'll vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Grant request, Ms. Jennings.
Thank you, Mr. President. The first one is the Lewis Rehoboth Rotary Club. They're requesting $375 for a full-page ad, which will help the publication cost of the 2016 trail guide. Last grant received was $375, which was $187.50 from each Mr. Cole and Ms. Deaver.
Well, Mr. Cole, would you like to cooperate on that again?
Yes, ma'am, I would.
Good.
Mr. President, before we vote, may I ask one question,
yes,
Mr. President? And that is, I know the council voted earlier to provide these documents. When does that take effect? Do we need to have that in effect for these, or like, can they go next week? I'm asking a legal question because I don't know what the proper answer is to that.
You didn't set a time frame, so my recommendation is to go with the ones here. Mm-hmm. I even have a stack, because we were out for 2 weeks,
sure,
that have been submitted, so I don't know the time frame on who, you know, if they would like to be on those. But definitely we need to start that then. Any new grants that come into here,
okay,
have to do
this
it.
This is not new.
So
no, I pose the question. That's, I just want to make sure.
So that's what my recommendation would be.
I would just say whenever your workload can permit you to get to
start
it and slowly, you know, start doing it. I think it's good. I don't think we have to do it tomorrow, but I think it's something we need to go, you know, in that direction. So that was my concern.
Okay.
Anybody
want to
make a motion on anything?
Well, I think we made a motion.
Yeah, we did. We made a motion a second.
Mm-hmm. To repeat what we did.
Yes, okay. Same as before.
Same 375?
We're going to cooperate.
Yeah, there we were.
Okay, motion, Mrs. Deaver, second Mr. Cole, to grant $375 to the Lewis Rehoboth Rotary Club for a trail guide, being $187.50 from Mrs. Deaver's account and the same from Mr. Cole's account. Questions on that motion?
Is reading trail, what it must have money for, cut back the brush down there?
Oh, it's for a trail guide. I think it's not somebody guides you on the trail, but something shows you where to go.
It promotes a lot of things the county is promoting and the economic.
There might be a little bit of conflict on you, Mrs. Deaver, because you might be part of guide there.
We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Charlotte.
Yes.
Wilson. Yes. Motion carried. Next.
Next one's the children of the Delaware National Guard Youth Camp. There's no specific amount being requested for their youth camp, Camp Colwell. The mission statement of Camp Colwell is to provide an opportunity for Delaware National Guard youth to experience a quality summer camp and to foster a sense of well-being while forming bonds with fellow National Guard youths of different ages, communities, and backgrounds. The total cost of a week per camp junior counselor is approximately $350. Last grant received was $1,000, which was a countywide youth grant.
I'll make that same motion.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Deaver, to grant $1,000 in the countywide youth fund to the children of the Delaware National Guard Youth Camp for camp operations.
Good program.
Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Charlotte.
Yes.
Yes.
Wilson. I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
Delaware Seaside Railroad Club is requesting a grant of $100 or more to upgrade their layout, expand their youth program, and to plan for more adult participation. Last grant received was $1,500, which was $500 from each from Mr. Cole, Mr. Arlett, and $250 from Mr. Vincent and Mr. Wilson.
Okay, well, I'll make a motion that we limit it to, they only asked for $100. Or more, and they have, I think the rent is, I forget, up here,
$1,000
a month. So why don't, and it is a great program. They were located in Georgetown for years, and they've ended up moving down to Dagsburg right on 113. Very accessible. So I'm going to propose, would we all want to chip in $50 each and all support the railroad club?
I'm not going to support it.
You don't want to support, no. You don't like the railroad?
I like railroads.
All right.
But I'd rather not support this.
Well, and how about then, who were the three members that participated? Was it four?
It was four.
Four.
Yes.
Okay, well then, I'll tell you, would the rest of you, $50 each from the rest of us, and that gives us a couple hundred dollars? They asked for 100 or more, well, that'll be more.
That's good.
That's your motion?
That would be my, unless somebody thinks that's too chintzy. For the railroad? Hey, the railroad's not cheap.
We have a motion, Mr. Cole. We have a second.
I'll second his motion.
Second, Mrs. Deaver.
Of course, she's not part. Yeah,
grant,
I knew she'd
grant $200 to the
women. Well, that's why the women.
Seaside Railroad Club for expenses being $50 for Mr. Cole's council bank account.
Mr. President, that's why the women have
one account. Mr. Wilson's and myself. Questions on the motion?
The only thing I would like to say that compared to some of the really the other kinds of grants that we give that for homelessness and for children's camps and that type of thing, I don't see this as necessary, and that's all. I don't have anything against it, but I want to say
I'll just say the railroad was very important for getting strawberries out of here and peaches out of this county. We love the railroad.
We're going to take the motion. We're going to take a vote.
I feel like Donald Trump. We love that railroad.
I'll vote. Yeah.
It's incredible. Sorry. That railroad.
He's talking.
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Railroad is incredible. Next.
The Lewis Historical Society is requesting $1,000 for their 18th annual tent show. This year's theme is the 50 years of preservation in Delaware, which will include lectures, musical entertainment, and actors from the American Historical Theater. Last grant received was $750 from Ms. Deaver.
I'll repeat that. And that is really, it's historic. It's well known all over the country. And it's cultural. And it's a great draw, I think, Lewis is being a very cultured area. It draws a lot of people.
The actors are coming by rail.
They're all coming.
And she just mentioned homelessness, and she'll have some homeless people will be living in those tents.
That's right.
When they're not being used.
Yes.
We have a second.
And take all the hobos on that train.
Hobos down the train to get
the tent. We have no second.
I will second it, because I look forward to hearing Mr. Cole's comments.
No, I'm done. I can't believe the hypocrisy.
Second, Mr. Arbet. To give $750 to Lewis Historical Society for their annual Chautauqua tent show.
Chautauqua.
Chautauqua, yeah. For Mr. Deaver's account. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arbet.
I was disappointed, Mr. Cole, in your comments,
I'm tired.
I will say yes.
Wilson.
Yes. I understand you're bringing the tent in with the train.
That's correct.
Well, they asked for $1,000, and I cut it down, so.
Next.
Laurel Historical Society is requesting $6,000 for the painting of the exterior of the Laurel Historical Society Heritage Museum. The Laurel Historical Society Heritage Museum is a vital in connecting the past with the future legacy of Laurel and Western Sussex. Last grant received was $500, which was $3,000 from Mr. Vincent, $2,000 from Mr. Phillips, which went to the town of Laurel for building repairs to this museum.
So make a motion to grant $3,000 from my account.
Second.
I make a motion. Motion, Mr. Cole. Do we have a second?
Second. Oh, I made the motion.
Yeah.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second, Mr. Deaver. Well, what was the amount, Mr. President?
I'm giving $3,000.
Gotcha. Well, I'm happy to do $1,500 to add to that.
You don't have any today.
I mean, it's for Laurel, correct?
That is correct.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll get $1,500, so it'll make your motion be $4,500.
Whatever it adds up, yes, that's why Gene is here.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Second, Mr. Wilson.
Right.
To grant $4,500 to Laurel Historical Society for improvement to the Heritage Museum, being $1,500 from Mr. Arlett's account, $3,000 from my account.
General probably want to pick the color.
Question on the motion.
No, I think it's a wonderful program.
We'll take a vote, Mr. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arbet.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I'll be at motion carried. Mr. Moore, any introduction?
No, Mr. President.
Council members' comments. Council member comments.
My hand's up. Hans, could you come up? I want to ask a couple questions, and it deals with sewers, and you're new, and I've been bringing this up for years, so you've missed all this. We've been changing over the years the way we charge and bill and all that stuff for sewers. I've argued that we need to come to unit, get more like unit pricing is more equitable than front footage. I'm not a big fan of front footage charges because I don't think it's equitable.
We make it all standard.
And right, Sam. And so over the years we've talked about it. I've even said, maybe a way to transition to it would be look at subdivisions and do an average, per subdivision, so everybody's treated fairly, at least in one subdivision. I would like you to put some thought to that, maybe. I know we've done it with, unit pricing on the service charges, right? We've brought that down to where everybody's pretty much paying the same.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to see us start making some effort to do something to get away, wean us off this front footage charge, because we heard Mr. Ashman, I think it was, say a 40 foot lot was this, 125 foot is such and such. And all I know is years ago when everything got so congested at the beach, people moved out into the country and they bought big lots, and now they're being penalized because progress is kind of following them, and again, one neighbor could have in a cul-de-sac could be 40 foot on the creek, worth $1 million, and the guy next across the street could have a big wide frontage and mm-hmm. and whatever. So I don't know how they did it in Kent County. I can't remember, but I know many other jurisdictions, cities do unit pricing, and that's the direction I'd like to go in. So any, if you want to make any comments, you can.
Just real briefly, that the Delaware Code spells out the front footage, so we would need legislation to change that. But that's not said
from Dover?
Yes.
Really?
Unless
Dover dictates what we charge here.
There are certain requirements that we have to follow with the code.
So the same thing occurs in Kent County then?
The same occurs in Kent County.
Title
IX spells out both sewer district expansion and creation processes in both counties, as well as how we charge for the debt service.
Do they have an exception of some kind? Kent County?
Kent County uses the equivalent dwelling unit process, which I happen to agree with Mr. Cole is more fair. However, you know, like it's the law here, but it doesn't mean you can't find sponsors to change it. And Ms. Jennings and I'd be happy to explain it to our, you know, legislators and try to find some process. But, you know, like we need guidance from council. If you have, if you want us to look into this and find some sponsors, we can
Hans, I would only want to pursue it is in the event that maybe yourself and Mrs. Jennings thought it was a direction we should go in as a county. I mean, I don't want to put the county in jeopardize the way we bill or charge or how we get our money, but I think even if you did in a subdivision, the average front footage is X, so you're still using front footages, but then you're spreading it over everybody. But in other words, I think it's time to start thinking out of the box. We have, what, how many users, 60,000 or whatever?
60-plus thousand.
60-some thousand users and stuff, and I just think this front footage way of doing it is an antiquated way. It's a fair way because we do it the same to everybody, but I think there's better ways to skin the cat, and I'd like to see if you're, being that you're the new guy, and maybe, you know, it's there's no time frame, but I'd just like to see us move in that direction.
Yeah.
I understand it's really good for people who live on the cul-de-sac.
No, keep in mind, Councilman Deaver, there is a minimum, there's a maximum. 40 foot is the minimum, 100 foot is the maximum.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Corner lots are certainly treated, you know, like fairly, but
right. Mm-hmm.
The shorter one governs, the shorter distance. However, I think the suggestion by Councilman Cole to look at the average, that would be a fairly minor change to the law. And maybe we get better support from our legislators to do that. But Ms. Jennings and I can certainly discuss it with our administrator and maybe make a recommendation so that you can let us know whether you would support that and want us to pursue that.
Well, I don't know about the rest of the council, but you know, for years the sewer has primarily been a coastal area, and that's the biggest complaint that I've had where, you know, pits one neighbor against another and just things aren't equitable. So I'd rather see it dispersed evenly.
My district's growing like crazy. I would have to say yes, absolutely. Would love to see this happen.
Thank you, sir. Any more comments from council?
I'm so excited. We're gonna have this meeting, and if I understand correctly, we're gonna talk about our zoning code, maybe look at what we have. I don't know what's on the agenda. I should have checked on that. I just saw what we're going to do, and I'm so happy and excited. We're going to take a look at our zoning, at our comprehensive land use plan. I'm not asking for big movements, but we need help. We don't have good products to work with. That CR1 is wide open, and we need a lot of work done on our code, on our code. So I'm grateful. Thank you.
More comments from council?
Yes, sir, Mr. President.
Perlette.
I will, it's good to, number one, be back in session, I will tell you. I know some will be very pleased that we are back in session working, and that's a good thing. So, but truly, I want to publicly thank the public. Not everybody is aware, but my mom did pass away a week ago Sunday. And I want to thank publicly, again, Delaware Hospice for providing solitude and peace and a great quality of way of ending one's life. They do a tremendous job, and the general public does not know what they really do, but I will tell you, Delaware Hospice is a truly blessing for this community. And then also publicly, I want to share that my dear friend of 30 years, he and his wife, he passed away last Thursday morning suddenly of a heart attack, and that we're in Delaware because of him. We followed him here. And so a mentor, friend, almost like a parent to me. And I just want to publicly, share our thoughts and prayers to their family as well. And so I just wanted to share that. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, that's very nice.
Any more comments from council?
Yes, I just have a remark to make. I was originally the first person ever elected to county council who wasn't born and raised here. You're the second. So we've broken some lines, some old lines.
Are you trying to say you sneak through the cracks?
Yeah. And he did
comments
too.
From council? We're doing motion to go to executive session for collective bargaining and pending potential litigation.
Yes, sir.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second.
Yes,
Mrs. Deaver. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
We have motion to carry. We're now going to executive session. Assume downstairs, please.
And then we're going to be at